Welcome to the Ag Pro Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Davenport, and this week I'm talking with Katie Hess, who is a certified crop advisor. She reflects on 2018 and her territory's growing season in eastern Iowa, and she's also talking about why she's focusing on soybeans and soybean production moving into 2019. That's all coming up on the Ag Pro Podcast. Welcome to this week's episode of the Ag Pro Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Davenport, and with me today I've got Katie Hess. She is a certified crop advisor and seed treatment manager for Liquid Grow. Katie, welcome to the show.
Hi.
You work for Liquid Grow. They have locations in Illinois, Wisconsin, and Iowa, but you're based out of Iowa, right?
Yep, I'm based out of the main office in Davenport.
Okay, so as the seed and seed treatment manager, talk a little bit about what you do and the people that you work with.
So I work with all of the sales applicators, and I am just streamlining a lot of our seed business and procedures today. And then I also help train and ride along with some of the more inexperienced sellers to help answer their questions out on the farm.
So Liquid Grow offers liquid fertilizer, correct?
Correct.
Any other services that you guys have?
Yeah, so we do custom application for spraying and for all the fertilizer. We do a little bit of scouting and then seed services as well.
Okay. We're recording this in November. Looking back at 2018, what were some of the high and low points that you've seen, both with Liquid Grow and as a CCA?
Some of the high points and the low points. Well, the environment hasn't been the best out here this last year, the growing conditions, I should say. You know, it was a real tough growing year. We had some dry weather and we had some heat too. But at the same time, when it's all getting wrapped up and done here, we've had some really good yields. And I guess that's what I've been talking to farmers about the most this fall. When they see those seed prices, I remind them that when I started in this business 10 years ago, if we would have had a year like this, we probably wouldn't have seen these yields that we've been seeing this year.
So you credit a lot of that success to the technology and the different hybrids and things available out there.
Yeah, just how far the technology and the hybrids have come in the last 10 years.
That's so interesting that in that short amount of time that there's that much difference that's been made.
Yeah, so I graduated from college 10 years ago, and we're just starting with Roundup Ready 2s about that time. And now here we're talking about Xtend and Liberty and all these different trait packages for soybeans. So it's really been quite fun to see the advancements that have been made.
2019, hard to believe it, a few short weeks away. I still have some Christmas shopping that I've got to get done, but it'll end up waiting till the last minute. And then next thing we know.
I know, me too.
And, you know,
Cyber Monday.
I was so proud of myself for Cyber Monday that I bought more gifts for other people than I did myself. So I'm calling that a win.
It's always a win, yeah.
But then it'll be the first of the year, 2019. A lot of farmers are trying to prepare. And if they haven't already started the process, they're going to. What are some of the things that you're trying to reacquaint yourself with or learn more about looking ahead to 2019?
Well, it seems like we've just spent a lot of time talking about soybeans lately, and I think that's important. Just trait packages, how do we keep these fields clean here in the Midwest? You know, we see our neighbors to the south and all the different battles that they've been fighting with weeds over the last few years and how that's creeped up north here. And what can we do to just kind of prevent any more damage to the technology? And just make sure that we can, utilize some of the stuff going forward and what's going to work best and what has some of the higher yields to it. And even on corn, you know, traits with insects, just kind of making sure that I'm brushed up on all of that.
Okay. So is there any insect in particular or just broad spectrum insects?
Just broad spectrum and just making sure that we're doing our scouting to just make sure that the traits are still holding and working here in our territory.
Okay. So what has been some of the top questions that you've received from farmers about anything either this year or in preparation for 2019?
Outside of price?
Yeah, outside of price.
Outside of price. Actually, I've probably heard more farmers asking me about the financing details that you can get through seed companies this year than I've heard in the past. So that has been something that I've definitely gotten more brushed up on than I have in the past. And then probably just soybeans. Like I said, should we be using Liberty? Should we be using Extend? How long until Enlist gets here? What about these GTLLs, Group 27s that some of the companies are starting to offer? Should we be running with that? So I guess, and then what's labeled, what's not labeled? That's kind of the question that I probably had the most.
What has been your main piece of advice, or how have you been advising farmers in their soybeans, in their pricing for next year?
So for soybeans on advice, I guess looking back at 2018 and then even 2017 too, you know, what has been your weed control? What's your current rotation? And then what are you doing for weed control going in the future to like mix it up and to break it up so you're not, you know, constantly using the same Roundup or Liberty or dicamba, whatever it is, over and over and over again, so we can kind of hold on to some of this technology a little bit. And then on soybeans, for yield wise, I don't think that there's one thing you can add to the mix in order to make soybeans yield. I think you need to look at it as a systems approach, and what are you doing from the beginning to the end in order to grow high yielding soybeans? Be more of a systems approach.
Got it. Going back a little bit, we talked about insects and how weeds are creeping more north. Do you expect that to be just a local issue for your territory or for the broader territory of Liquid Grow Katy, or whole corn belt
for
thing?
The whole entire territory.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say it's definitely something that we're seeing across the whole corn belt for sure. I mean, obviously I'm in my little micro environment here in the Quad Cities and then throughout the Liquid Grow territory, which is most of eastern Iowa, part of Wisconsin, and part of Illinois. But, yeah, I can definitely see it as I'm going to meetings statewide that we're having these issues everywhere.
So I know before we started this conversation, we talked a little bit about you haven't been with Liquid Grow for too long, right?
No, I just started in July, actually. I had the opportunity to join the Liquid Grow family July 1st, and they had decided that, you know, they needed somebody to oversee their seed business and to be focused on that daily, and so that's why they brought myself on. And it has been so fun to just kind of look at every location, what have they been doing, what can we do to make things easier for farmers and end users of our products.
Yeah, so how have you been working with your Liquid Grow customers, Katy?
So a lot of the time I'm actually riding along with our local sales applicators and going out and calling on customers with them and then helping them, like I said, field questions and answer questions out in the countryside. Also, you know, I help on the pricing side of things. And then I'm just helping with, like, getting the right tech sheets to everybody and just kind of making it more of a focus than we have in the past.
And it's really good, too, that you get to get out of the office and go see these people and make those relationships.
I remind the sales applicators that when we're out seeing customers, I'm like, look at that. We're getting paid to be out in the country. How great is that? You couldn't ask for a better job.
Well, except for, you know, when it's a little cold out there.
I know. Today I'm on my way to do the same thing, and I'm like, oh, man, it's going to be so cold. Good thing I got my long underwear on.
Long underwear, thick gloves, a cup of coffee. You're good to go.
Yep. Yeah, always. Well, and I grew up in the Midwest, so I like to see a little snow on the ground.
You and me both. Like, I think that when I tell people that I like snow, they look at me like I'm from a different planet.
I know, but it's just so pretty on the ground. And it's something different to look at versus everything else you see all year round. And my husband and I have matching snowmobiles. It's something that we like to do together. So, and you can see that on my Twitter page usually.
That's awesome. Yeah, I was going to ask, like, so where do we go to learn more, to find you, to learn more about Liquid Grow?
Well, one of the things that I just actually started was implementing all of our plots being up on our website. I think that information that we're gathering, it should be free and available to farmers. So if you go to liquid-grow.com, you can see in our upper right-hand corner the plot trial results from this last year. And we're working on a summary page right now to add to it. It's just so much information to throw onto one website that it's taken a little bit longer than I originally anticipated. But that's okay. It should be up there pretty quick. And then for myself, if you just go to, I think it's at Cape for Iowa State. That's my Twitter handle, I guess.
Okay. Okay. So, Katy, to wrap this up, what are you recommending that your growers to brush up on? I know earlier in the conversation we talked about what you're doing during these winter months to get ready for 2019. What are you telling your growers to do to get ready?
I think having a plan earlier than later is always important, because then your local advisor can help make plans for you and make some of the better decisions for you and help get you better products that would be more available. Because at the end of the day, there's not an endless supply of hybrids and varieties out there. So it is going to be a little bit of first come, first serve. I know everybody always wants to wait till March and April to get the best deal, but seems like this year that's not quite the case. Seems like these companies are willing to work a little bit sooner and get these on the right farms and the right acres to try to maximize those deals come 2019.
So is that one of the biggest, I guess, mistakes that you see, that they wait too long?
Well, I don't know if I'd call it a mistake, but if you always have a plan, if there's an emergency that happens in between, you can usually come up with a plan B real fast. But if you don't have a plan to begin with, I'm not sure how you would ever come up with a plan B.
Okay. And having that plan B is extremely important. Well, I've been talking with Katie Hess. She is a CCA. She is the seed and seed treatment manager for Liquid Grow. Katie, thanks so much for being on the podcast with me today.
Well, thank you, and I hope you stay warm over there.
We'll try. Well, I'm Ashley Davenport, your host for the Ag Pro Podcast. Just a reminder, new episodes drop every Wednesday on the AgriTalk app, the Apple Podcast app, Google Play, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Until next time, stay safe out there.